Want this? Huh? Alright. Okay, here we go. Simon Tough Rage Pay Test. Shakol Chayim Mikriyas Megillah. So at one point, there was just back to the point about Ben Krach L'Shalach L'Ir. There's a lot of details about different types of weird cases that I didn't get into. You should just know. I just didn't want to confuse anyone. I tried giving it as clearly as possible in the most common cases as possible. But just to know, Piskei Tshuva has like 12 pages on this. About every different instance, all different sveikas, a lot of different machloksim. But I wanted to keep it simple. But if anyone wants some ayin sham, you can go look over there in Piskei Tshuva. Okay. Simetev Tavrish Pei Tesra. Kol Chayim Kriyas Megillah. Sif Aleph. Kol Chayav Mikriyasa Anoshim V'Noshim Megerim V'Avodim. Meshuchrarim. Everyone's chayim in Kriyas Megillah. Men, women, gerim, avadim, shuchrarim. U'mechanchim ektanim likrosa. We also mechanich the children also to read it. Therefore, we bring them to shul also. Fine. See base. Echad ha-korea, ve'echad ha-shomea min ha-korea, yotzi yedei chovasa. A person who reads it, or even a person who hears it from someone who reads it, they're all yotzi their chova. But only if he's going to be hear it from a person who's chayiv in Kriya right now. Therefore, this is the law that we said before, that a ben ear is not allowed to be motzi a ben krach, and a ben krach is not allowed to be motzi a ben ear. Okay? Guy from Tel Aviv comes into Yerushalayim Tes Vav, just because he knows the laning well, he was a good balkori, he cannot be motzi the tzibor in their laning, unless he is mechayiv himself in Tes Vav. He left before dark, as he said according to the Safik and the Chaznish, and he got there and he was planning to be there for Alos HaShachar, though then he becomes like a Tesvavnik also, and therefore he could read like them. He's Chayiv Kriyasa just like them. But if in not this case, he's not Chayiv in the Mitzvahs like them, he is not allowed to be Motzi them in their Chiv. Okay. Therefore, if the person reading the Megillah is deaf, or he's a katan, or he's a shota, hashomea mimenu lo yotza. Someone who hears from them, since they're not bar chiyuvos, they are not yotze. Also, whoever hears from them, even though they hear all the Megillah, the best bal kore, they're not yotze. Yeshomrim shanashim eino motzias ha-anashim, and there are those who say that women are not motzi men. Those say if a woman reads for herself, she makes a bracha instead of likroa to Megillah, lishmoa to Megillah. She ain't a chayavis bikriya because she is not chayav in kriya. We'll come back to that in just a couple of minutes. Okay. So, Lamaisa, I just want to point this out right now. I'm not going to get into that. I'll get into it next week because there's Mishnah Berurahs all over the place that talk about the end of Sifkat and Hay. It says, Vida. Someone is hard of hearing. Or he's far away from the bima. And he's not going to be able to hear well from the person reading. He should be holding his own Megillah Keshera, or at least his own Chumash. And the words that he misses, he should say right away from a Chumash. We're going to get this more back to the more because there's steers over it. So over here, he mentions to have a Megillah Kashera or a Chumash. And other places he's mentioned just to have a Megillah Kashera. And other places he mentioned to have a Chumash. So Rav Nevensol talks about it over here. I want to get to it next week, what a person should hold and why they're holding that. Whether it's better to have a Megillah or whether it's better to have a Chumash, we'll talk about it next week. Okay. Scherish. So a Scherish, a deaf person, should not read the Megillah. He should not be motzi other people. And you're not Yotzi unless you hear the words. According to Rov Poskim, we talked about this in Hilchos Tefila. We talked about this a couple times during Karner Shlomo Zalman Arbach, a famous tshuva in Mincha Shlomo, Simen Kufmem Aleph Sif Tes. That's in Kufmem Aleph Tes over there. He writes in Forish that any mitzvah that you're about to be motzi someone else, you cannot do derech a microphone. You cannot use a microphone to be motzi other people. Okay, if you have to hear the person's voice, you have to hear his voice. The voice that comes out of a microphone is not the person's voice. It's electronical reenactment of the voice. It's not the voice itself. Rather, it's a reenactment of the voice, and therefore you're not yotzi through a microphone. If you're close enough that you can hear the person without the microphone, so you can be yotzi with the microphone. But the microphone itself, you're only hearing the voice of the microphone, that is not good, and you are not yotzi yodei chovasa. Other postings are mekel, the minchas alazar. Okay, the shu minchas alazar are mekel. He's got a very tzvar. His svara is that even though it's not really the person's voice when it comes to the microphone, but also even without a microphone, when I speak, the voice goes very far away. That's also not exactly the voice. The voice gets changed a little bit as the time comes along. Also, the farther a person is away, therefore he wants to maybe make a peel microphone. I think the Chaznish is also makel, but Rov Poskim, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, also the Chachila, Rov Poskim hold that derech a microphone, you are not yotzei your mitzvahs. And therefore, also if someone has a hearing aid, someone's hearing aid is the same thing, because the hearing aid does not bring the voice exactly. It changes the voice when it goes through the hearing aid. Therefore, one is not yotzei if he hears through a hearing aid. And that is why Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach himself, his mother was a little bit hard of hearing, or a lot hard of hearing, and she used to wear a hearing aid. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach used to come home himself from the time he was bar mitzvah, and he would personally read the Kriya the Megillah for his mother, so close to her that she could take out her hearing aid and still be able to hear. But I guess as years went on, she got worse and worse of hearing, and so much so that the grandsons went to Rav Shlomo Zalman and says, you know that that Safta, or whatever he called her, even though you're reading right next to her, you're reading loudly, there's no way she's hearing every word, and she's not Yotzir anyways. Why are you wasting your time? And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's all brought down over here in Hilicha Shlomo, Yotes Har number one over there. It says like this. It says, Dalecha B'ni. You should know, my son. Ki mi olam lo ala al daiti shi shomas kalacha. I never even entered my mind that my mother is shomea kalacha, that she's actually yotzi the Megillah. V'komasha siti loya ela lahapis daita lechavda. The only reason I ever did this is in order to make her feel better that at least she thinks she's listening to the Megillah. She hears me saying something. She pretends maybe in her mind that she's listening. I did it lahapis daita lechavda and give her a little kavod. That's why I do it for his whole life from the time he's bar mitzvah until his mother passed away. He would go and read the Megillah from beginning to the end just lahapis daita. I thought it was unbelievable. Another thing of understanding Rav Shlomo Zalman's great, great character, that's why he became the posik of who he was. Because he mamash had feelings for everyone. Obviously, it's his mother, but that's the way he treated all people. Okay.
What about a man?
What about a man? Same thing.
He's not
yotzi. If he can't hear without a hearing aid, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's not yotzi. He's potter from the mitzvah. Whatever. If he can't hear. Okay, and someone who's that same person, if he really can't hear the Megillah properly without the hearing aid, he's not allowed to be the Baal Korah either. Okay, what about women? So women, it's like this. The Gemara says, Afein ayu be'oto anes, women are chayiv in mitzvahs Megillah, because Afein ayu be'oto anes, they're also part of the miracle, therefore they're chayiv in Mikra Megillah. And according to many Rishonim, it's mashed from here, that their chiyuv is exactly like men, their chiyuv is equal to men, and therefore, really, Mikra Din, they can be motzi men, just like men can be motzi men over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sif Katan Zayin. There's a few reasons why we say women are not allowed to be motzi men. Number one, the Magen Avraham writes, it's not coveted tzibur. We see the same thing in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that it's not coveted tzibur for a woman to be motzi the tzibur. Okay, according to this, it could be that she could be motzi her husband, yechidim maybe, but definitely not the tzibur, according to this reason. But according to this answer, really their chiyuv is exactly like men. But however, there's a technicality that it's not covered at tzibur. However, there's also the bahag. The bahag, which is really the makor for this ramah over here. The bahag says that the chiyuv of women is different than the men. The men have a chiyuv to listen to Kriyas Megillah. Their chiyuv is Kriyas Megillah. However, women's chiyuv is Shmiyas Megillah. And therefore, their chiyuv is different than men. Therefore, a woman is not allowed to be motzi a men. And for that matter, that's why the Ramah paskins that the bracha that a woman makes in the Megillah is different than the men's. The bracha she's going to make is Lishmuat Megillah, not Likroat Megillah. Because her chiyuv is different than men. That's all from the Bahag. And therefore, if a Rishon is saying it, and that's why over here, it passes like that over here that Mr. Burby is on the Sikon Zion also. The Gandash and Isha and a Chayevis Bikra Rakli Shmoa the Klamei, or Mikra Shaina Mechuyevis Badavar Lagabi Ish. Therefore, the Gabi Ish is not considered Mechuyav as Badavar. Also, if you look in Hari Kedem on the mitzvah chiyuv of a woman, he also brings in another sora that says a woman he holds that the whole chiyuv is only bebechinat afhein hayu ba'ota anes, but not really the same chiyuv as men also. And the third reason is what Rav Nevensol brings down in the previous page, Dibra Maschil chayuv in the end over there. Dibra Maschil says im isha motzia nashim, if a woman motzia man. Lo yishmat the kriya misha azarlo. He's not allowed to hear the laning from a woman who's a zartim, a stranger. Mishim kol beisha erva. You have a problem of kol isha. Mitamzet tzarachim or shali shmat kriya megillah miishto beis nidasa. It would be the same tzarachim because there's a big machlok as a post where machmer that you should not hear living here. Kol beisha erva applies by your wife. By your wife when she's a nida, you can't hear her kol beisha erva also over here. And over here, the laning of the megillah would also be together, Kolbi She'erva, and therefore there's three reasons why a woman is not allowed to be motzi a man. However, the Mishnah Dubro does point out in the end of Sikhot and Zayin, Havel Isha motzi at chaverta, but if a woman wants to be motzi her friend, she can be motzi her friend. The Shart Sin, if everyone looks down though, in Sikhot and Tezvav, he writes, Aval Noshim Rabos Eina Isha motzian. Even though she's allowed to be motzi her friend in Kriyas and Megillah, but to many women, ain't lenash and rabbis ain't aisha motzian dezilo buhu milsa. It's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing for one woman to be motzi many women. And the korban not this is come from the korban nasanal b'shem etosis and sukkah. However, Roshomo Zalman Orbach points out that he believes that the korban nasanal was mistaken over here. And if you're ma'ayin in the tosis over there in sukkah, you see over there that the Gemara Sukkah over there was talking about when a woman is being motzi men. When she's being motzi men, then it's zilabil milsa. But if a woman wants to be motzi many women, that really is me'ikar din, not a problem. That's Rosh Hashanah in Halicha Shlomo, Yutes Ha'ara Dalet over there. In came what comes out is me'ikar din. A woman is allowed to be motzi other women. But once you remember also that this is a davar chadash, this is something that's new, that was not found in the previous generations. Women would never motzi other women. Women went to shul. Women heard from their husbands. Whatever it was, that women did not hear Kriyas and Megillah from other women. It's a new thing. It's a new thing that's spread now that all of a sudden they have these women's Kriyas and Megillahs. So any time that you hear people involved with this, or they ask you your opinion, all I'm saying is it needs a cheshbon gadol, whether it's a good thing or not. And you should know, you should look into what is the kavana of the woman. The kavana of the woman is l'shem shemayim. They're yiri shemayim. They're doing really l'shem shemayim. It's going to bring them closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then mikra then is fine. There's no problem with it. However, many times nowadays, unfortunately, in the avonos harabim, many women unfortunately have alternative motives to these things, and their reasons for doing them are not l'shem shemayim, and they're doing it for feminist motives and reasons they want to be like men, whatever other reasons that women like to be, do these things. But, so therefore, if that's their motives, then stay very, very far away from it. It's nothing that you, not obviously you're not involved with this, but your wives, your mothers, your sisters, whoever it is, should have nothing to do with it. And for sure, one should be miyais with the Rav before ever wanting to take part in anything like this. Okay? But poshit, and this proves why, how careful you have to get with these things, Pashit, somebody once told me today that their cousin's bat mitzvah, that she's reading the Megillah for the whole tzibur. The whole tzibur, we see them at first over here, as Asr Mi'ikar Adin, there's no heter for it, there's no heter for a woman to read to a whole tzibur. Three reasons we brought down over here, including our Chomer Yisurim of Kol Beisha Erva, and all you have to look is in Rav Shechter's piece, in Ikve Atzon, the first piece, why the name is the namesake of the Sefer over there, who talks about women's tefillah groups, and he talks very, very stark against them. And men and women who are involved in these things, you have to be very, very, stay very, very far away from these people. As Rav Shechter pointed out when he was here himself a couple years on a Shabbos, he goes, to his knowledge, maybe it's changed now, I don't know, but to his knowledge that every single women's tefillah group that was all started at someone who was not Orthodox. Later on, Orthodox women came involved, but they were all started by non-Orthodox people, And Rosh Hashanah said you have to stay very, very far away from them. Don't go anywhere near these things. But once again, if it's woman with woman, so there's room in halacha maybe for it to stretch and say it's mutter. But once it's got to be ma'od, Bahari Bizahirus, only with eitzes from Rebbeim or Yerei Shemayim, and only when it's involved with other people who are Yerei Shemayim. The Bir Halacha over here does point out that this is all only if a woman has not fulfilled her chiyuv. Dira Masla V'Nashim says, L'chora, imi kfar yatzi yedei chavasa, if she's already heard Kriyas Megillah, ain't motzi ali isha acher. She can't be motzi other woman. What would be the reason for this? If anyone remember a reason why this would be, according to what we learned in Hilchos Shabbos a couple weeks ago, a woman is already yotzi yedei chavasa, she can't be motzi other woman. Yes, yotzi. Don't give the whole Chris McGill is only their abundant. Okay, they're right. Remember, we talk about Arvos. We talk about Arvos over there. That only time you can say Yatsumoti is someone who's Na'ari. Over here, the Bir Halacha seemingly is passing like the Shita of the Noda Yehuda that holds that women don't have Arvos. We saw we were Mochiach over there in Elgos Kiddush. It'll come from Rav Kiva Eger that actually Rav Nevensal brings down over here on this Bir Halacha. If you look at Rav Nevensal, he points out that Rav Kiva Eger argues, and we pass in the Halacha L'maisa that women do have Arvos. And therefore, even a woman who is already motzi yidei chavasa, she could be motzi acherim yidei chavasa over here also. Okay, in lamaisa, like the Ramah Paskin, and if women are, there's a separate Kriyas Megillah for women, it's a man's reading for them. One lamaisa, one woman gets up and makes the bracha for the other woman, and they make the bracha of Lishmua Megillah and not Al Mikra Megillah. Seder. Let's go through the simon over here. Siv Gimel. Androgynous, that is someone who has both simonim. Motzi Mino, he can be motzi, his type, because if he's a man, so all of them are men. If he's a woman, or she's a woman, then they're all women. Velo She'eno Mino, but he cannot pater other people, because if he's a woman, he can't pater men. So on and so forth. Tumtum, Mishachatzi Uavid, but Tumtum, who has no simonim, or someone who's a half slave, Afilo Mino Eino Motzi, even his own min, he is not allowed to be motzi, and kal v'chomer cannot be motzi others. Yeshomrim dafilu et atzma in a motzi v'tzarech lishmo me'achirim. Some even say he can't even be motzi himself. He doesn't even know who he is. So therefore he cannot even be motzi himself, and he has to hear from other people. Dalet. Hashomea megillah mishu mudar anah mimeno yotza. If someone takes a nether, if Reuven takes a nether, he does not want to get a anah from Shimon, he could still hear mikra megillah from Shimon. That is because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given for a na. It's not considered a na by hearing Mikra Megillah from him. And therefore, he can be yotzi from him. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Dalet. What's his really voice? I don't know. Siv Hey. Mokom she'ein minyan. If there's a place that does not have a minyan, im echad yodea ve'echim minyan yodim. If only one person knows a Megillah. So let's say there's only eight men. Okay? So if there's only one person knows how to read Megillah, so echad poter kulam, so one should read for all of them. If kulam yodim, if everyone knows how to read Megillah over here, kol echad kori la'atz, everyone should read by themselves, since there's no minion anyways over here. There's no real minion for one person to read for everyone else, and therefore, in this case, if everyone knows how to read their own by themselves, they should read by themselves. But otherwise, you should definitely have Rov HaMajis Melch, and everyone should go together to have a minion and inherit Kriyas Megillah together, not be yotze by themselves. Vav. Minag tov lahavi ktanim ktanos lishma mikra megillah. It's a minag tov to bring tanim uktanis ktanos to here. Mikra megillah. We'll get this into this later on. But over here, what's pshat over here? Who are these ktanim ktanos? So the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah over here, right? These are ktanim ktanos shegilu chinuch. They have reached the age of chinuch, and therefore you have to mechanech them. However, Pisei Tshuvos brings down the shita of the Chelkas Yaakov, who makes it a very good aura. Because already in Sif Aleph, he already told us that you're bringing Mechanchen at Tektanim, the Krosa. He already told us the children that are age of Gil Chinuch to bring into Mikra Megillah. Therefore, he wants the Mochiach that over here it's talking about even Tanim and Ketanis who are under Gil Chinuch. It's all chosen because it's part of the Persumi Nisa. It's part of the Nates to bring even the little children to Shul. However, I want you to just know that if they're going to be have any Chashash, that they're going to be free other people. They're going to cry or they're going to bother other people over in the Megillah. It's going to cause them to miss even a word of the Megillah. Then it is not good to bring them, and you should not bring them at all. That's what Mr. Burasikon Yidches. Elohim Baal Blumim, Shigama Gdolim, and Yechol Nishwa, and his father of the people, Bechol Biasam Urak, Lahakos, and Aman. They only come to knock Haman. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah at all. We'll talk about this later on, about what hitting Haman later on. Okay, tough race, Tzadi. Kori Adam is a Megillah, Bein Omed, Bein Yoshev. One should read the Megillah. You could read it either standing up or sitting down. But because of covered tzibor, it's not covered tzibor that the Baal Kori should be sitting down. Therefore, even the Baal Kori should be standing up. Only the Baal Kori should be standing up. Also, the Chazan, they quote the Megillah, Achor Min Lokro. And the Chazan should, someone should not just get up there and start reading the Megillah and choose himself to read the Megillah. The Tzibor should choose him, and only after he's chosen, then he should get up. Obviously, if he's the Baal Kori Kavua, so he could get up even though they didn't appoint him to get up. Mr. Buran Sivkan Aleph says, Miu, a bracha yivarech ba'amida. Nevertheless, the bracha should be said standing up. And Sharatzian points out, Sharatzian Aleph. Also, the people listening to the bracha came in the yotzim ayidei shmiya mishum deshomei kohana tzrichin gan kein lamo. They should also stand up for the bracha. But the Kriyas Megillah itself, you do not have to stand up for. You could sit down, no problem, for the rest of Kriyas Megillah. And even the bracha itself is not so pashut. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings down in Halicha Shlomo. Over here, Rav Nevinson. Rav Nevinson over here, Dimas Ba'amida, brings down the B'Shem Agra, that even during the Shas of Brachos, it's right to sit down. Nevertheless, you should do whatever the Tzibor does. If the Tzibor stands up, you should also stand up. If they sit down, you could also sit down. Psiv Beis. Afilu Shnaim V'Afilu Asar Yecholim Mikroso B'Yachad. Even if you have two people, and even if you have 10 people, they could all read together. If you have 10 people who have Kasher Megillahs, and they all want to read, they could all read together. And everyone's Yotzi at the same, everyone's Yotzi, even if you listen to 10 people reading, even though we have a concept of Trei Koli Lo Mishtame, you have two voices, you can't hear two voices at the same time. By Mikra Megillah, it's different. We say it's a mitzvah chaviv. It's a mitzvah chaviv. It's a very beloved mitzvah, and therefore you can even listen to 10 people at the same time, and your Yotzi there, and your Yotzi through these people. The shaila is if you're listening to 10 people and you can even listen to 10 people, or you're able to zone in on one of them and yotzi through that one person how to look in lumdus. Okay. Gimel. Tzarech likrosa kula umitoch haktav. You have to read the whole Megillah. It's 3 days in the Mishnah over there in Megillah. How much of the Megillah you have to read to be in order to be yotzi? L'maisa vipasa, and you have to read the whole Megillah. Umitoch haktav, and it has to be all from a Megillah. In kar al peh lo yotza. But if you read it al peh, if you're the Baal Kori reads al peh, he is not yotze. He could read a great voice. He could read it with all the correct timing. But if it's read al peh, lo yotze. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav. Sorry, let's read a little bit. Vayter says Vitzar should take suva kula lefanav lechatchila, and it has to be all written in front of him lechatchila. Avol b'diavad, however, b'diavad im hishmina sofer be'emsa tevos. But if the sofer is missing some letters or some words, even if up to half the words of the Megillah, and he reads those al peh, then he's yotze. But if he's missing the beginning or the end, even if he's missing only a little bit of the beginning or the end, then he is not yotzi v'afilu b'emtsa, and even in the middle of the Megillah, davket lo yishmit inyan shalim. That's only if he does not leave out a whole inyan. But if he leaves out a whole inyan, like Rav Nevinson said, the whole inyan of Vashti, let's say, the whole inyan of Vashti is left out, or the whole inyan of Bikta Materish is left out, so then also he's not yotzi. So you need to have at least half. You have to have more than half, and you cannot be missing the beginning or the end, and you cannot be missing an inyan shalim. Abo v'yoter mechetzia, but if it's more than half. And it's more than half is missing. Even if they're written, but they're blurred out and you can't really see the Rishuman is not Nicker. It doesn't leave the Rishuman. You can't really make out the letters. So then it would be possible. Okay. So that which we said over here, Vikar al Pet Lo Yatza, so we have to explain like this way, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkan Zayin. He says, Rot Saloma, the Masha Amr Lo Yatza, that which you say you're not Yotze if he's raised al Pet. That's only if he reads the whole Megillah or Rova the Megillah Baal Peh. But if he reads a little bit of it, parts of the Megillah, Balpe, he's Yotze b'diavad. Why? Because we said even if it's missing some letters in the Megillah, some words in the Megillah, you're Yotze. So Kal v'chomer, if it's written there, and all he does is read it out Balpe, so for sure then you would also be Yotze in that case. Obviously, l'chachila, it's got to be written all there. He's got to read it all from all there. And even Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in L'chach Shlomo Yud Tez Beis that if it's not completely all there, you know for sure that a word is missing from the Megillah. Do not make a bracha on this Kriyas Megillah. Do not make a bracha on the Kriyas Megillah, even though it's not mentioned in other poskim. That's how Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach does paskin. Okay, Sif Dalet. Misha Tofes Biyadu Megillah. Someone's holding his own Megillah in his hands. Sheinik Sher, that is not kosher. Lo Yikrim Shliat Tzibra. He should not read along with the Shliat Tzibra. El Shomei Avishosek. He should rather just be quiet and listen to the kriya of the person reading for two reasons. Number one, other people might hear his voice and may have kavana biyotze with that guy, and he's not reading from a kosher megillah. And number two, you yourself might listen to your own voice and not listen to the voice of the shliat tzibur, and therefore one should not read out loud. Even as a kosher megillah, you should also not read aloud, because also the third reason why it's bad is because you're mafriya other people. You're bothering other people. No one likes to hear the whispering voice of the person next to you, or even a louder voice of the person next to you. They want to hear the Shliya Tzibor, and that's it. The Ramah adds over here, V'chem lo yisaya shum adam al pelo chazen. No person should help out the chazen by saying out loud, V'chem otan ha-psukim shekor nakal. Therefore, those psukim that the kal also reads, like Mordechai Yudi, right, the four psukim that are said out loud first, and then the Shliya Tzibor goes back and says it again, Tzayich ha-chazen lafso dekros mitoch begilok shera. Since we don't want to be Yotzi because you're holding a Megillah that's not kosher, and many of the people that Tzibra are holding the Megillah that's not kosher, you don't want to be Yotzi through your own reading. You're just singing out loud. We're going to see later on in order for the kids. It's for the kids to stay awake and to pay attention to the Megillah, and that's why we say them out loud. And therefore, the Chazan himself should go back and read it again in order, so it's in order that everyone hears those psukim from a kosher Megillah. Hey, cross say Rugin. You hear it, Seirugin means that you read part of the Megillah and then you stop. Read more, you stop, you pause. Read more, you pause. Dahina Shapasak ba, you stop, Vishah, and you wait. And then you go back and you go to the back to the back place. You're not skipping any words, but you're just waiting. Even if you're waiting for the amount of time it takes to read the whole Megillah, you're still Yotze. Even if you speak in the meantime, you're still Yotzi. Never miu gorim bo mishasachmi time. But nevertheless, we yell and we protest against someone who speaks in the middle. You're not allowed to speak in the middle. People come and sit in tarfrei tzadi beis seed beis. However, once he makes the klal in Hilchos Brachos. Once you make the bracha and you start the mitzvah, so you cannot have a hesek. Even if you would go and talk about something that's not meaning in the mitzvah, that's not considered a hesek b'diavad. Lechatchila, one is not allowed to talk. Another example is, let's say, Bedikas Chometz. You make the bracha on Bedikas Chometz, and you start the Bedika. Once you start the Bedika, the bracha is chal. Therefore, even if you spoke afterwards, you're still Yotze. You do not have to make a new bracha. Nevertheless, one lechatchila is not allowed to talk. Same thing over here. Even if he goes ahead and talks, he still can be Yotze. The problem over here is, though, if you talk, a good chance is you miss some of the words in the Megillah. And if you miss some of the words in the Megillah, then you're not Yotze in the Megillah. Okay, so that would be a separate problem if one would have talked. But nevertheless, you are still Yotze if they pause, for sure. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sikhan Yidchas writes, B'sham achas onus. But if he's forced to stop because of a halachic onus, let's say the Baal Kori had to go to the bathroom, and therefore he has to stop reading, like really had to go to the bathroom, and therefore he has to stop reading, Sham achas onus. According to what we paskin in Siman Samachay, Li and Kriyat Shema, the Chozer Rosh, what didn't hachat the Chozer Rekori? If he would be Chozer, if he'd be Shah, the time it takes to read the whole Megillah, he would have to go back and start again from the beginning. The Aruch HaShulchan is not so sure of it. He's Mesupak whether this din applies over here. Nevertheless, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskin. If he's Shah, Kadei Ligmar Skula, he would not be Yotzi. But it's not so Shach, it's not really going to come up by Kriyas Megillah, I don't think. Okay, Vav. All these dinim are all coming from the Mishnais in Megillah. Hakoras in Megillah Melafreya lo yatzav. Someone reads the Megillah Lemafreya, means he goes out of order. He reads one pasuk, meaning he's going to explain that right now. Kara pasuk al rishon. He reads the first pasuk. Vidalog hasheni, he skips the second pasuk. Vikar shlishi, he reads the third pasuk. Vachar kach, after he reads the third pasuk, chaz vikar hasheni. He goes back and reads the second pasuk again, and then goes to the fourth pasuk. Lo yatzav, he's not yotzav. That's kara Lemafreya. Lemafreya literally means retroactively. He reads retroactively one pasuk. El Ketzit Yatsa, what should he do if he skips a pasuk? Matchil mipasuk shesheni. He starts from the second pasuk which he skipped. Sheshachach v'kor al seder, and he goes and reads it al seder. That's what happens if one misses a pasuk. Hakoris a megillah al peh. This is a repeat, as Mr. Burr points out in Sivkan Kav Dalad. Hakoris a megillah al peh. If you read it al peh, lo yotze yedei chavasa. You are not yotze yedei chavasa. Once again, that's only if he reads the majority of the megillah, or the beginning or the end, or reads a whole inyan al peh. Okay, we're going to leave the rest of what happens if you read in another language for next time. Ches goes with Tess and Yud, and we'll start from there next week. Yashar Koach.